This is John Batchelor. I asked my colleague Bud Weinstein, writing in The Messenger, Bud's in Dallas, Texas, what the prospects are for Texas, the biggest consumer of electricity of all the 50 states, what the prospects are of getting through this next summer, which promises to be El Nino. That means very warm and very dry. Here's Bud, and the prospects are not positive.
We're skating on pretty thin ice, according to the Public Utility Commission, or according to the power grid operator. Texas is somewhat unique in two ways. Number one, we're one of the few states where the demand for power is growing, and that's because our population and our industrial base are expanding so rapidly. Secondly, Texas has its own grid. We have relatively few interconnects with other states. There's one small interconnect with Mexico. So we need to have lots of reserve in order to maintain grid stability. The problem in Texas is, yes, we've been adding generating capacity, but it's been mainly renewables. You know, we've got more wind installed than the next three states combined. Something like 25% of all the installed power generation in Texas is wind, and that's great when the wind is blowing. But oftentimes, in the middle of the summer, when it's 110 degrees in West Texas, where those windmills are located, we're not getting any power at all, because in the summer, the wind tends to blow at night. So, yeah, Texas may be more at risk for outages than any other state.
I'm John Batchelor.